Deus in adiutorium eum intende.
Domine ad adjuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper. Et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Lord, who throughout these 40 days for us did fast and pray, teach us with you to mourn our sins and close by you to stay. As you with Satan did contend and did the victory win, O give us strength in you to fight, in you to conquer sin. As you did hunger and did thirst, so teach us, gracious Lord, to die to self and only live by your most holy word. And through these days of penitence and through your passion tide, forevermore in life and death, O Lord, with us abide. Abide with us that when this life of suffering is past, an Easter of unending joy we may attain at last. I shall place my law in their heart. I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. I have called to you, Lord, hasten to help me. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer arise before you like incense, the raising of my hands like an evening oblation. Set, O Lord, a guard over my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. Do not turn my heart to things that are wrong, to evil deeds with men who are sinners. Never allow me to share in their feasting. If a good man strikes or reproves me, it is kindness. But let the oil of the wicked not anoint my head. Let my prayer be ever against their malice. Their princes were thrown down by the side of the rock. Then they understood that my words were kind. As a millstone is shattered to pieces on the ground, so their bones were strewn at the mouth of the grave. To you, Lord God, my eyes are turned. In you I take refuge. Spare my soul. From the trap they have laid for me, keep me safe. Keep me safe from the snares of those who do evil. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, from the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is worthy of all praise. Let our prayer come like incense before you. May the lifting up of our hands be as an evening sacrifice, acceptable to you, Lord our God. I shall place my law in their hearts. I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. I count everything as loss but this, the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. With all my voice I cry to the Lord, with all my voice I entreat the Lord. I pour out my trouble before him, I tell him all my distress, while my spirit faints within me. But you, O Lord, know my path. On the way where I shall walk, they have hidden a snare to entrap me. Look on my right and see, there is not one who takes my part. I have no means of escape, not one who cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord. I have said you are my refuge, all I have left in the land of the living. Listen then to my cry, for I am in the depths of distress. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of this prison, and then I shall praise your name. Around me the just will assemble, because of your goodness to me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, we humbly ask for your goodness. May you help us to hope in you, and give us a share with your chosen ones in the land of the living. I count everything as loss but this, the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Although he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through suffering. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took on the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate. It was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Although he was the Son of God, Christ learned obedience through suffering. A reading from the first epistle of Peter. Realize that you were delivered from the futile way of life your fathers handed on to you, not by any diminishable sum of silver or gold, but by Christ's blood beyond all price, the blood of a spotless, unblemished Lamb, chosen before the world's foundation and revealed for your sake in these last days. It is through him that you are believers in God, the God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. Your faith and hope, then, are centered in God. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Christ Jesus, hear our humble petitions, for we have sinned against you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it produces a rich harvest. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it produces a rich harvest. Let us give glory to Christ the Lord, who became our teacher and example and our brother. Let us pray to him, saying, Lord, fill your people with your life. Lord Jesus, you became like us in all things but sin. Teach us how to share with others their joy and sorrow, that our love may grow deeper every day. Lord, fill your people with your life. Help us to feed you in feeding the hungry, and to give you drink in giving drink to the thirsty. Lord, fill your people with your life. You raised Lazarus from the sleep of death. Grant that those who have died the death of sin may rise again through faith and repentance. Lord, fill your people with your life. Inspire many to follow you with greater zeal and perfection, through the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints. Lord, fill your people with your life. Let the dead rise in your glory to enjoy your love forever. Lord, fill your people with your life. Remember us, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and teach us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father, help us to be like Christ your Son, who loved the world and died for our salvation. Inspire us by his love. guide us by his example, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta, Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omne speciosa, Valle o valde decora, et pro nobis Christum exora. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.